How, as a journalist, Peter, is it, how important is it for us to begin to start talking about this on a national basis?
Well, George, I think the politics of healthcare is really vital. Everything we've heard on the show tonight and this morning till now is so important and so vital, how we need to have access to the information on alternative therapies, innovative therapies, better ways of dealing with our health issues. But at the same time, we really have to pay an equal, if not a greater, amount of attention, in my opinion, on the political context. In all my years of reporting from the front lines of alternative and conventional medicine, I've found that patients who turn to alternative medicine and innovative therapies, both here and abroad, if they begin to understand the politics and the economics behind healthcare and why we have the system we do, it helps us all to make better choices when we need to make decisions about health. And, you know, from where I sit, I am more concerned now than I ever have been about what's in store for us in our immediate future in terms of healthcare here in the United States.
You know, Peter, our big concern is regulation and control trying to take things away from us that we have right now. How serious is this concern? Is it really possible?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, what we've been discussing about the FDA, I mean, the FDA is there to regulate, limit, and control freedom of choice of the American people. It's largely an unnecessary agency. But, you know, as important and vital as it is to look at the FDA and the other individual federal and state agencies that are doing their conflicted work, I think we've got something that's ready to break that's going to loom much, much larger, and that is the apparent political momentum to completely federalize all health care in this country, to really change it, to change the health care system drastically, more than it ever has been since the time of the founding fathers, and that is to finally give the federal government all-consuming power over all health care in the United States. I mean, we're in a political season now. We have a bunch of folks running for president. Literally every candidate on the Democrat side has said they support this kind of government-controlled universal health care. And it's a bipartisan issue because on the Republican side, we see former Governor Mitt Romney of Massachusetts taking credit for passing mandatory conventional health care in his state. And in the other end of the country, in California, we have Republican Governor Schwarzenegger of California promoting an even more draconian state plan in the state of California to enshrine and institutionalize allopathic or conventional care there. These are things we have really got to focus on and be absolutely concerned about.
Robin, I want to bring you in here for a moment because you brought Peter to the table here for us. Give us your reasons for it, because I've seen his credentials. He's a heavy hitter.
Yes, Peter most certainly is, and I am just so thrilled that he can get this information out. He has covered the tops in healthcare, alternative healthcare. He has interviews on his website with Linus Pauling, Abram Hoffa, so many of the luminaries that change the way we look at healthcare and medicine and how people can have these alternatives to safely have treatments without killing themselves to just try to get better.
Peter, what kind of response do you get when you go out and do your interviews and when you begin to report on these various alternative and innovative therapies?
Well, there's great interest and openness in alternative medicine, as there has been for the 30-odd years that I've been doing this, particularly at the grassroots level. Robin mentioned Dr. Linus Pauling, who was a friend of mine. I interviewed him a total of 12 times over a 14-year period, and I did the last interview with him before he died in 1994. And he was one of the top scientists of the 20th century on the level of an Einstein. In fact, he's the only person ever to win two unshared Nobel Prizes. And he told me in 1982, when I asked him this question, that the push for change in medicine, for alternative medicine, for natural healing, was clearly, in his view, and in my view too, coming from the grassroots up. It wasn't coming from the top down. It was coming from the people. And I think that's why, with this growing interest, as has been well discussed by the other guests on the program today, this is why the powers that be have an agenda in place to kind of short-circuit this interest, to take the power away from all of us finally, to put it in a central bureaucracy in Washington, D.C., which is moving along very, very skillfully, spending hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars, to finally federalize all of healthcare and to make these things that have been talked about on the show tonight and this morning less and less available, as they are in Western Europe and elsewhere, where these kinds of universal healthcare schemes have been tried over the years.
Can you imagine having to get a prescription, if you even could, for some of these various alternative techniques? And again, Peter, I've got a whole bunch of supplements I take for you know, my arteries and, you know, your cardiovascular system, things like that. I mean, can you imagine trying to talk your practitioner into this? And then the cost, what could be $10 for a bottle of 120 capsules could be $200 for that amount.
Exactly. Well, that's the way it is in much of Western Europe now. And, you know, it's an incremental thing. These things often don't happen overnight. They happen more gradually, and the public becomes used to it. And, I mean, we've got two strains moving here. We have part of the population that is open to this, is using it, is buying supplements and other alternative treatments, natural treatments. But, again, we have the powers that be propagandizing us 24/7. We're spending in our society now over $2 trillion a year, that's trillion with a T, on the medical industrial complex, or what I call Medicine Inc. And a lot of people, unfortunately, in our country have been bamboozled or brainwashed into thinking that we have to turn power and authority over to the government so somehow we'll get free medical care, so we won't be bankrupted by the excessive costs, when really that's asking the wrong question. The question is, why is health care so expensive? Well, the federal government already is paying for about one half of all our health care through things like Medicare, Medicaid, mm-hmm. and the VA. And, you know, they haven't given us very good care. They haven't given us a good bargain for our money. And I think we should start with questions like that rather than following the lead of these politicians who, in my opinion, don't know what they're talking about when they say we should, you know, invest all of it back in Washington, D.C.